This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to visit with a brilliant and interesting leader, Dr. Sabrina Dean. Dr. Dean, tell us about Dr. Sabrina Dean's healthcare consulting, about your healthcare consulting, about the color of wellness, and a lot more. Tell us about yourself, if you don't mind.
Yes, absolutely. I am Dr. Sabrina Dean from Dayton, Ohio. I am the CEO of Dr. Sabrina's Healthcare Consulting, the founder of Sabrina's Consulting, and the co-founder of the African American Women's Giving Circle, Dayton, Ohio. Also, I am an executive contributor for The Color of Wellness magazine. I am an adjunct professor at Franklin University, Columbus, Ohio, for the doctoral program, and the former director of quality infection control, regulatory and accreditation, case management, employee health and risk management, at several healthcare organizations. I am an experienced registered nurse of 27 years with a demonstrated history of working in the healthcare industry. I have been in healthcare for 30 plus years, starting as a state tested nursing assistant for the state of Ohio. I have my Bachelor of Science in Nursing from The Wright State University and a Doctor of Business Administration focused in healthcare administration from The North Central University. I have spent the last 15 plus years as a healthcare executive for several short-term and long-term acute cares hospitals throughout the United States.
And take a moment. You're a registered nurse by background, I guess always a registered nurse. There is such a horrific shortage of nurses throughout the country. Is there any way to address that? Is there any solution to that problem? Is that just a long-term problem that's here to stay as long as we have an aging, growing population and not enough nursing spots, not enough schools to teach nurses and grow nurses? How do we correct that challenge of this incredible shortage of nurses?
I believe that the way to correct the shortage of nursing is to continue to introduce nursing, the career, to students in their younger years. Elementary school, starting very young and following that all the way through their high school years, following through college. So implementing different programs to help youngsters recognize that nursing is a very honorable career and also a rewarding career. There are so many different areas of nursing that one can go into. There's bedside nursing, there's healthcare administration, there's if you want to work on a cruise ship, you can work on a cruise ship as a nurse, a correctional nurse. There's just so many opportunities in nursing. But I think the key is to start early with showing youngsters the route of nursing and guide them from there.
Thank you. And take a moment. You've got this great, varied career. You do great things. What are you most focused on and excited about this year? Where are you most focused and excited currently?
I'm most excited about and currently focused on my new healthcare consulting program, Dr. Sabrina's Healthcare Consulting, which I assist healthcare organizations achieve 90th percentile with their Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or known as CMS, value-based purchasing quality measures. The healthcare organizations lead my consulting program with an impressive percentile ranking, which will keep the organizations in the black and not the red, by implementing my proven and proprietary program, the MARP method.
Congratulations. And Sabrina, tell us, what other issues would you like to talk about with our audience today? What else is top of mind for you?
Some healthcare trends that I am watching closely are, one is value-based purchasing for healthcare. And that's where facilities are reimbursed for quality versus quantity. I think that this is very crucial. I've worked in it several years in quality, helping several organizations achieve that 90th percentile ranking so that no money is left on the table and that the facilities receive all of the money that are earned for their staff that are providing the utmost quality care to the patients and keeping them safe. The second trend I'm looking at is integrated medical technologies with improved workflows by streamlining using faster internet and increased connectivity. because as nurses, there's a lot of different things that are happening throughout the day or through the night shift. And I think that faster internet and connectivity will help increase and streamline the nursing processes for the nurses. And the last thing I'm watching the healthcare trend is personalization in healthcare with patients using apps to communicate their needs to their providers. So having an app on the phone, and if there are symptoms, they can quickly send that information to their provider and get a more quick response from their provider. Again, streamlining that I'm feeling sick to now actually being taken care of, you know, in less than 30 minutes, et cetera. I think that those are key avenues as far as healthcare trends, and those I am watching very closely.
Thank you. And currently, we talked a little bit about nursing staffing issues and about your consulting business and some of the trends you're watching in terms of value-based care and purchasing. Talk a little bit about health systems are facing such a daunting time from a revenues minus expenses perspective. Is there any hope on the horizon for that? Anything that you see in the future that gives you hope that hospitals recover from some of the challenges they're facing financially?
Yes, I believe that hospitals will recover from the financial impact of the pandemic. And as we know, we're still currently in the pandemic now. But I believe that the hospitals will recuperate. It's just getting in there and getting back to the way things were as far as with the processes. Because I know myself during the pandemic working at the bedside in the Epic Center, New York City, and then also I was in Texas. So I know that processes have been broken throughout, you know, healthcare, but those need to be rectified and put back into place. And then I believe truly that hospitals will be able to recuperate the revenue that has been lost and get in the black. That is my tagline as my healthcare consultant, to be in the black, not in the red.
Thank you very much. And talk about the color of wellness. Talk about that.
Yes, I am an executive contributor for the Color of Wellness. This is my first year involved with the magazine, and it is an extreme, impressive magazine. And I am just so blessed and honored to be part of the magazine. It is actually Black Wellness by Black Nurses. And it is nurses from across the entire nation. And we are just, you know, we talk about various topics affecting Black healthcare, the comorbidities, the health disparities, the health inequalities. And we, you know, discuss those and we suggest our solutions. Michelle Rhodes, who actually is the founder of the Color of Wellness, is a brilliant nurse of several years, and I am just, you know, thrilled to be part of this innovative magazine, because I believe that it is truly needed for everyone, not only the Black communities, but for all communities.
Dr. Dean, I want to thank you for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. What a pleasure. Dr. Sabrina Dean, where do people learn more about you and your consulting firm? And congratulations on what you're doing and founding, and just magnificent. You're inspiring. Thank you. How do people learn more about what you do?
Thank you. If anyone would like to contact me, my website is www.drsabrinashealthcareconsulting.com, and my email address is sabrina@drsabrinashealthcareconsulting.com.
Thank you very much for joining us. Just inspiring and awesome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.